Tonight we're very honored to have Dr. Shahinyan, Talar Shahinyan with us. Talar is a personal friend, very gifted academic, intellectual, comparative literature person. Very sharp, as you will be able to tell for yourself. She probably doesn't need much of an introduction to many of you here, but I will introduce her nonetheless. Talar received her PhD in comparative literature from UCLA and currently is teaches in the Comparative World Literature Department at Cal State Long Beach, an hour south of here, where I used to teach for just a year before joining UCLA. So research interests include world literature, transnationalism, politics of literary history, questions dealing with trauma, aesthetics, and representation. She is a contributor to the online journal Critics Forum, and the assistant editor of the Armenian Review. And in 2009, I'm not sure when you received the PhD, Talar and I were actually finalists for the Best Dissertation Prize awarded by the Armenian Society for Armenian Studies. So that's how I kind of got to know her. It was an honor to be in the same category as her, and I'm very grateful that she's here tonight. She will be talking to us on the topic of between historical explanation and narrative understanding, the story of Menk and the burden of representation. Please join me in welcoming
her. Thank you for that kind introduction. I do want to start off by thanking Sebu Aslanyan of the Armenian History Chair for inviting me to take part in this lecture series. I also would like to thank the Center for Near East Studies here at UCLA for co-sponsoring the event. It's a really nice treat to be back here at UCLA, and I'm especially excited to be presenting in front of this audience with so many familiar faces. So I thank you for coming, and I thank you in advance for your attention. So my talk today is entitled Between